You also have the small and medium enterprises finance. Exim Bank encourages lots of facilities for these SMEs, and it has been enduring to provide a suite of services to the SME clients. This includes providing business leads, handholding during the process of winning an export contract. Please understand the meaning of this. Handholding during the process of winning an export contract. This handholding comes in the form of your legal guidance, your procedural guidance, your launching of product guidelines, lots of guidelines, and the guidance are made available by Exim Bank to your exporters. More specifically, the SMEs who may not be a large corporate house like the Ambanis and the Tatas and the Birlas. So they need some helping hand on the basis of which they will gain experience and definitely they can take a larger leap into the foreign markets. What else? It also assists the generation of export business on success fee basis. Your country sector information dissemination, whatever information available in your foreign markets, that is disseminated and provided to your exporters. It also teaches them to build capacity in the niche areas. Lots of global markets require certain category of products. You cannot sell anything and everything to the global markets. Each one requires certain products and services based on its needs and wants. This study is done by Exim Bank, and a product of this study is provided or shared with our exporters, more specifically our SMEs. It also provides safety, export marketing, and lots of other services to the SMEs so that they are not left alone in the open market, the globalized market, and constantly motivated and encouraged to go ahead in the export business. It also does financial advisory services such as loan syndication. Loan syndication comes in the form of gathering various bankers for providing a larger amount of loan to the exporters, more specifically when the loan is in foreign currencies like the euros and the US dollars. Project finance and trade finance. Your project finance comes in the form of entire range of export credit services, more specifically your supplier's credit, your pre-shipment credit, your buyer's credit. So it provides both your suppliers as well as buyer's credit. It provides finance for export of projects as well as your consultancy services. It also offers guarantees and your forfeiting services, more specifically on the bills receivables. Agri-finance, as I told, a great prospering sector, not only for the local markets, but also for the global markets. Exim Bank takes advantage of this globalization post World Trade Organization scenario. It offers considerable scope for exports of Indian agricultural products, and Exim Bank does a lot of work to help our exporters to have this agri products exported to the global markets. Exim Bank has a dedicated agribusiness group to cater to the financing needs of export-oriented companies dealing in the agricultural products. The bank has a strong linkages with other stakeholders in the agri sector, such as the Government of India, the NABARD, etc., etc. Apart from financing, the bank also provides advisory services, research papers to the agri exporters. Some of the call centers specifically provide 24/7 guidance to our farmers for seeking guidance not only on the agri products but also on the weather in the financial markets, the local markets as well as the global markets. Now comes your popular category, the film finance. And I'm going to disclose some of the movies which Exim Bank has financed. Let's understand what is a film finance. The bank has still their sanctioned loans of more than rupees 33.15 crores for film production. The first three films financed by Exim Bank have been commercially successful across India as well as overseas market. You want to know the films? Yes, I have it for you. The films financed, the most popular ones, there are lots others also. I have included the popular ones which everybody knows, the Dhoom, the Banchiyar Bubbly, as well as Hum Tum, and lots many. So Exim Bank does a lots of work for film production for its exports in the overseas markets also. Rural initiatives. Exim Bank believes that there is a strong linkage between the export development and the poverty reduction. Absolutely, it's right. Unless you bring the people above the poverty line, how can the rural areas prosper? Exim Bank leverages its presence in both India as well as overseas in facilitating the linkages between the rural grassroots enterprises and the corporates and with overseas buyers and agencies. What is the objective? The objective is to bring the benefits of globalization to the rural population. So we just say the rural people are unaware about what is happening across the world, but it is not true. The rural initiatives of Exim Bank provides lots of information from the overseas market even to the grassroots levels, and the grassroots level are taking advantage of it. And that's how our rural markets are also growing vis-a-vis our urban markets also. The export services. Exim Bank offers a diverse range of information, advisory and support services which enables the exporters to evaluate international risk, exploit the export opportunities, as well as the most important factor is to improve the competitiveness. Export Import Bank, what does it get? Export Import Bank provides fee-based services also. The fee-based export marketing services offers assistance to the Indian companies to enable them to establish their products in the overseas market. The bank's functions are segmented into several operating groups. What are they? Besides the support services group, which includes the research and planning, the corporate finance, the loan recovery, the internal audit, management information services, information technology, legal, human resources management, as well as the corporate affairs. So the entire range of services are provided by Exim Bank. So what do we conclude on Exim Bank? Whatever we have discussed in our previous slides, Exim Bank of India has over the period evolved into an institution. Please note, not a small entity, it's an apex development body specifically encouraging a biggest contributor to our GDP, which are the exports. So it has evolved as an institution that plays a major role in partnering with the Indian industries. This is a very interesting word. It partners. That means it involves itself with the export projects, by which the exporter also feels that a large entity is also providing some sort of help, which can be in the form of finance, which can be in the form of advisory services also. So, role in partnering Indian industries, which feel particularly the small and the medium enterprises in their globalization efforts. So this is the category which desperately requires help to march into the global markets, because larger corporates do have their own systems. What is lacking, or to whom it is lacking, is the SME sector, and that's where your Exim Bank plays a very prominent role. It provides a wide range of products and services offered at all stages of business cycle. All stages of business cycle, I have shown you the slide, right from your pre-shipment finance up till the export marketing, as well as the pyramid of knowledge-based systems. So it provides information on the entire business cycle, starting from import of technology and export product development to your actual production of export goods and services, export marketing. You procure your raw material from the foreign markets to your pre-shipment and export it through your post-shipment finance, and sometimes it provides finance to invest in your joint venture or wholly owned subsidiaries of the bank by participating in their equity or providing finance, as the case may be. So friends, we have concluded on a very important development agency, an apex body, tremendously helps RBI in generating lots of information, using that information and converting that information into increasing exports day on day. In the first part, we saw how NABARD plays its role in providing finance to the agri sector. Now we saw how Exim Bank provides finance for the export sector. Now we are going to see another important apex body, a development body which provides finance specifically for the most important sector for you and me, for the normal human being, that is the housing finance. And who provides that? Let's see that. For that, we have an apex body called the National Housing Bank, popularly known as the NHB. How was NHB formed, or how was the concept of NHB conceived? We have various committees coming up over a period of time which suggest lots of initiatives to be taken that can be taken for upgrading and developing our economy. One amongst them was Dr. C. Rangarajan committee, which recommended to the government the importance of an apex body regulating the housing finance, and based on that, government accepted the recommendations and decided to establish the National Housing Bank as an apex level institution for your housing finance. Following that, the National Housing Bank Act, because any apex body to be established, you require an act to be passed by both houses of the parliament. Accordingly, your National Housing Bank Act was passed in the year 1987 by both the houses of the parliament, and NHB was set up on July 9th, 1988. It is having its headquarters in New Delhi. NHB is wholly owned subsidiary by RBI. Reserve Bank of India has a larger stake in the National Housing Bank. What is the preamble of NHB? Let's see that. The preamble of the National Housing Bank Act 1988 describes the basic functions of the NHB as to operate as a principal agency. It will be a topmost agency. It will provide guidelines to be followed by each and every financial institution who will be providing finance for the housing sector. So it is a principal agency for what purpose? For promoting the housing finance institutions, both at a local as well as the regional levels, and to provide the financial and other support. Lots of other support is required. Just as we saw, our exporters could not go ahead only with the finance. Lots of technical know-how, lots of advisory services are required. So this is what we mean by your other support to such institutions and for matters connected therewith. India has multiple states. Each and every state has its own regulations. To converge into a uniform regulation so that the national policy finds its place in each and every part of our country, NHB plays a vital role for the matters connected therewith or any incidental matter thereto. So the preamble is a very solid act. A preamble consists everything that is required for the growth and development of the housing sector. Let's see more about it. What's the vision? The vision of NHB is to promote the inclusive expansion with stability in the housing finance market. Inclusive expansion. Inclusive expansion means no excuses tolerated. Once it decides a particular sector needs to be developed, everything needs to be thrashed out right from the planning level, and the final implementation has to be rolled out within the time frames established. So that's what is a vision of promoting your inclusive expansion with stability in your housing finance market. What is the mission? The mission is to harness and promote the market potentials. We have to decide which land has to be exploited, which land has to be preserved, especially for the agricultural purpose. If you convert the entire landmass into a concrete jungle, we have to eat cement as a food. So this is where your mission of your NHB comes. It decides to promote the market potential to serve the housing needs of all segments of the population with the focus on not only housing for the rich, but even the weaker sections should find a place in our country, and hence the focus on low and moderate income housing schemes also becomes one of the mission of the National Housing Bank. The objectives: to promote a sound, healthy, viable and cost-effective housing finance system to cater to all segments of the population and to integrate the housing finance system with the overall financial system. This is very important. You cannot just think and talk about housing. It needs to be integrated with the overall financial system. So this care is taken by this apex body, and that is its main objective towards promoting the housing finance. What else? To promote a network of dedicated housing finance institutions to adequately serve various regions and different income groups. That's the reason we see the public sector banks, the non-banking finance companies, the specialist housing finance companies grooming and being nurtured at various locations to take care of these objectives. Final objective: to augment resources for the sector. You need resources. What are the resources for housing? The most important is the cement, the most important is the steel. So this is where it augments the resources for the sector and channelizes them for housing. So it has lots of linkages with various government entities and ensures that the price of these resources is stable. So NHB plays a very important role in these aspects also. Let's see whether there are any further objectives. Yes, to make housing credit more affordable. Mumbai, Bangalore, Kolkata, Delhi, one of the costliest cities in the world to stay in. If NHB wouldn't have taken care of what it is doing, it would have been out of reach of the common people like you and me. Only the rich would be staying, and we would have to stay in different islands. But that is not happening for a simple reason. One of the objectives of the NHB is to make the housing credit more affordable. to regulate the activities of housing finance companies based on the regulatory and supervisory authority derived under the NHB Act, to encourage the augmentation of supply of buildable land, not agri land, buildable land and also building materials for housing, and to upgrade the housing stock in the country, to encourage the public agencies to emerge as the facilitator and supplier of service land for housing purpose. Once we have seen the preamble, the mission, the vision, the objectives, now it becomes very easy to understand the main functions of National Housing Bank, which we can categorize into three main types. The first being to provide regulations for the housing sector. Second is to provide the financing need of the housing sector. And finally, to promote the housing sector by having various linkages for providing the resources, the regulatory guidelines, and lots of other incidental and connected matter by which the housing sector will grow in each and every part of our country. Let's see the first one. What is a regulatory function of the National Housing Bank? National Housing Bank is expected in the public interest, please note, in the public interest, to regulate the housing finance system of the country to its advantage. To its advantage means to the advantage of the public. After we see to the public interest, it also needs to regulate the housing finance to prevent the efforts of any housing company or any housing institution being conducted in a manner that is detrimental to the interests of the depositors. NHB, we will see in the next slides, NHB has also started various deposit schemes. So if any of the schemes becomes detrimental, ultimately it boils down to the interest of the public not taken care of. So the detriment, it should not be detrimental to the interest of the depositors or in a manner which is prejudicial to the interests of the housing finance institutions also. So it not just takes care of the public, but it also takes care of the housing finance institutions. For this, National Housing Bank has been empowered to determine the policy. Anything has to be done with the policy. Who does that? The National Housing Bank. So it determines the policy, and it has been empowered to do so by the National Housing Bank Act. And it also gives directions to the housing finance institutions as well as their auditors. So the transparency level is established once the auditor goes through the affairs of the housing finance institutions. What does the financing arm of National Housing Bank do? NHB supports housing finance sector by the most important activity in the form of your refinance to different primary lenders. When you do the refinance, you create money out of the securities. So it is an additional security or the additional money created over and above what is already given to the borrowers. So what are the various forms? It provides eligible housing refinance schemes only if the eligible housing loans extended by them to the individual beneficiaries. For project loans extended by them to various implementing agencies. So more or less, it is taking care of its own policy and directions. The projects or the financing done other than this would not be entertained for the refinance facilities. It provides guarantees to the repayment of principal and payment of interest on the bonds issued by the housing finance companies. Housing finance companies also issue bonds, and the repayment guarantee is provided by whom? The National Housing Bank. It also acts as a special purpose vehicle for securitizing the housing loan receivables, which means you raise finance on the basis of the securities. What is the promotion activity of NHB includes? It promotes the housing finance institution to improve the strength of the credit delivery network. If the credit delivery network is strong enough, is massive, automatically the penetration level will be more deeper and deeper. So this care is taken by your NHB for promoting housing finance institution to improve the strength of the credit delivery network. Opening such dedicated housing finance institutions becomes one of an important activity of NHB under its promotion activities. All housing finance companies registered with NHB under Section 29A of National Housing Bank Act 1987 and the scheduled commercial cooperative banks are eligible for your refinance support. NHB has also formulated a scheme for guaranteeing the bonds to be issued by housing finance companies. This is something new, and designed and conducted various training programs. So whatever research it makes towards the housing finance companies is ultimately passed down to the beneficiaries, to the people who are involved in delivering this credit in the form of training given to them based on the latest research that is done locally or on the basis of research made abroad. Mortgage-backed securities. This is a modern term included in our housing finance industry. NHB has been playing a lead role in starting up the mortgage-backed securitization and development of a secondary mortgage market in the country. Whenever you take a housing loan, the primary security comes in the form of mortgage. But if there is somebody who can provide an additional finance on this mortgage security, it will be a tremendous creation of money, and this comes in the form of your mortgage-backed securitization. NHB formulated the guidelines to introduce the reverse mortgage plan, a very, very important tool, especially for senior citizens. Senior citizens have no source of income. Some of them may have pensions, some of them may not. The livelihood at an age beyond 60 starts becoming difficult when there are mounting expenses that are generated in the old age. So this wonderful masterpiece developed by NHB becomes a handy source of creating monthly annuities for the senior citizens. We will see more about it in our next slide. Let's complete this. Your reverse mortgage loan product in India, who is delivering these products? These products are delivered to your scheduled commercial banks as well as your housing finance companies. The product is now being implemented in 25 banks and housing finance institutions all over the country. So let's see what this reverse mortgage is about. As I said, special initiative reverse mortgage scheme provided by NHB. In short, it is a loan annuity. What does it do? Reverse mortgage is a financial product that enables your senior citizens. Senior citizens means anybody who is above 60 years, who own a house. He has to own a house. Number two, he also need to reside in that property. So a senior citizen who owns a house, he can mortgage that property with a lender, which are the scheduled commercial banks or the housing finance companies. And what he can do? He can convert part of the home income or the home equity into tax-free income without having to sell the house. What does the lender do? The lender will execute some documents, which becomes in the form of reverse mortgage. Generally, the time frame is for 15 years. In this 15 years, the lender will give a lump sum amount every month to the senior citizen till a predecided period of 15 years. If anything happens in this 15 years, the legal heirs can wipe off the loan, take over the property, or the lender will liquidate the property, wipe off the loan, and the remaining proceeds will be given to the legal heirs. The point over here is the senior citizen creates money out of his own house, which comes in the form of a solid annuity whenever a housing reverse mortgage loan is concerned. So he can have his old age, manage his expenses very economically and usefully through this annuity income. So the lender makes payment to the senior citizen. The loan is not required to be serviced, even though the interest would be applied, as long as the borrower is alive and in occupation of the property. He cannot sell off the property and keep on taking. So an important condition is the borrower should be alive and he should occupy his property and keep on getting the annuity for a predetermined period. So very important novelty by National Housing Bank, especially for senior citizens. As I said earlier, NHB has also started deposit schemes. To name some of them, NHB Sunidhi Term Deposit Scheme, in which the minimum deposit is rupees 50,000. The NHB Suvriddhi, a tax saving term deposit scheme, which is again having a minimum bar of rupees 10,000. These have been picked from the latest information, may not be available in your books, but yes, these are the schemes provided for your benefit. I have included this as an additional information. You have a special term deposit schemes also, wherein the minimum deposit can be as large as 25 lakhs. So different flavors, whoever wants to take it can use these products for gaining income and have investment options, a varied investment option. This is a fantastic thing. You have seen lots of portals. You Google and get information, but you don't have to Google for any information on housing. You just visit a very important portal developed by NHB itself, on which all information regarding to your housing and housing finance is provided. Very few people know this. So please visit this portal and you can get all information on your housing facilities and housing finance schemes. So this is your single point source for complete and reliable information on housing and housing finance in India. Whether you are buying or selling or renting or constructing or financing both residential or commercial property, the portal provides you every details. So please visit and get lots of information on your housing and housing finance schemes. NHB has become such a beautiful model in our country, specifically in the housing sector, that its success has been sustained, and recently on 9th of July 2012, it has celebrated a silver jubilee, enabling the establishment of a diversified base of mortgage lending institutions. NHB has integrated the housing finance markets with the overall economic system. It had augmented the credit flow to various segments of our population, and it has boosted the investor confidence. This is very important. when anything has to succeed and anything has to sustain for as big years as 25 years, a silver jubilee, you have to boost the investor confidence. Only then the success can be sustained. These are some of the highlights of NHB specifically mentioned during the silver jubilee celebration, and this has been a lots of encouraging and motivating source for NHB to take further strides in our housing sector. Conclusion: bank will continue to play, bank means your NHB as well as the delivery channels, your public sector banks, your housing finance companies. It will continue to play a key role to the promotion of housing sector and the housing finance industry in the country in the best interest of the borrower, best interest of the community, with due regard to the stability of the market. The stability of the market, public interest, is the most important pillar on which this NHB can prevail for a longer time, and maybe we can see the Golden Jubilee celebrations also after 25 years hence. Thank you. That's the end of the chapter. We'll go with the credit guarantee institutions in the next chapter. Thank you.